Welcome back. It's One Bills Live from One Bills Drive. John Murphy, Steve Tasker in our One Buffalo studio. Happy Friday, everybody. Weekend coming up. Big week this past week. Big Monday for our next guest. Former Bills quarterback, former first-round pick of the Bills back in 2004. Spent five seasons with the Bills. Also played for the Dolphins and Oakland. One season in the UFL. And this past couple of years, he was a coaching intern for the new national champions, the Clemson Tigers. Happy to have former Bills quarterback J.P. Lossman on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us. J.P., John Murphy, and Steve Tasker up here in Buffalo. Thank you for coming on, and congratulations. That's big. You won a championship.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it is big. You know, I don't think it's really all sunk in yet, but it's been a great year.
How's it gone for you? I mean, you've been there now for two seasons, and you've been in that playoff both seasons, and now you've got Trevor Lawrence. You've got some guys you're working with. Are you liking the coaching thing, or are you going to stick with it?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Yeah, definitely going to stick with it. You know, I'm having a great time. I mean, I haven't won this much in my entire life, so it's the winning is a lot of fun, and so it's contagious. And coming to work every day with working with someone like Coach Sweeney is just awesome. He's authentic. He's genuine. You know, he's honest, and the entire coaching staff is. They're all open books to me, and it's been a great start to coaching.
Well, you've obviously taken great note to the NFL coaching changes that have happened. I know you're well acquainted with Cliff Kingsbury. He was in training camp with you as a quarterback here in Buffalo so many years ago. Do you keep in touch with him? Have you guys touched base since he's gotten the job? And is there a chance that you could work for him?
Yeah, you know what? Who knows? You know, in this coaching business and world, I don't know what's going to happen. It's not like people tell you anything. You know, Cliff and I go way back, and we have kept in contact. When I first started coaching high school in Connecticut, I was always reaching out to him, and so now here it is. And you know what's just awesome to see him, you know, as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. So I don't know what's going to happen, man, but we'll see. We'll all find out here shortly.
Hey, JP, going back to Coach Dabo Sweeney for a second, I was telling Steve a story of a couple of years ago at the Senior Bowl. The Bills had C.J. Spiller, Clemson guy, who was just a spectator at the Senior Bowl, and I was talking to him, and Coach Sweeney came to the Senior Bowl with him. He came up, and the three of us, me, C.J., and Coach Sweeney, talked for maybe 45 minutes. What a down-to-earth guy. What a great guy. I mean, now he's a national championship head coach and has always been, right around national champions for a while. But that's the kind of guy that I thought to myself this past week, that's the kind of guy you want to see be a national champion just because of his demeanor and the way he handles people. You must have seen that the last couple of years, huh?
I see it every day on a daily basis. Like I said, he's as authentic of a person as you're ever going to meet. Everything that you see, all his interviews, that's exactly how he is in real life. It's how he is during Christmas time. You know, I mean, everything he does is very well thought out and authentic. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just everyone wants to know what the secret sauce here is at Clemson is, and it starts with him. It starts with him, you know. His leadership and all the people that he has surrounded his program with, there's all kinds of different leaders around every corner, and all those leaders contribute and bring a unique thing to the table. So he is one awesome person for sure.
JP, what has been your role on his staff over the last couple of years? What kind of tasks did they give you? What have you been doing as a coaching intern?
I'm just an intern, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. The rules are simple. It's find work and contribute, or see you later, you know. you know, but I'm in the room with the offensive staff, and, you know, that's Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott, our coordinators. That's Brendan Streeter. That's Robbie Caldwell, our O-line coach. And so they're just – I'm in the room with all the coaches and the analysts. We have, you know, Cam Akin. His IQ is just an analyst. And you're like, wait, who is this guy? I never even heard of him. He's just his football IQ is off the chain. And I'm sitting here going, this guy, you know, so I'm learning so much football. Everyone's been an open book. All the coaches have been great to me. It's just, and so your job is to help them, you know, what are they not thinking about? Make them see something differently. Make them see something that maybe they might not put in, but maybe they don't call or don't feel, you know, there's so many ways to help. You have a bunch of duties, obviously, that you got to fulfill. Some of it's busy work. Some of it's not. Some of it's printing. Some of it's just making copies. You know, you don't know what what your job is. This is a massive program. There's a lot of things to do. Everything is well thought out. Every day, every meeting, the entire year is planned out already for 2019, every single hour of every day. So there's definitely a lot to do, not just, you know, coaching football.
What was your job Monday night during the national championship game? Were you up in the booth, down on the sidelines? What did they have you doing?
Yeah, so I'm on the sidelines. They made up a new rule this year where there's only 60 people allowed on the sideline. That means every trainer, every water person, every single person on the sideline, all the coaches. There's only 60 people, and that's medical and everybody. So it definitely was one of those, which was cool, and have been for 2 years, which is pretty. I don't even know how it's happening, but there I am, and I'm just there, really much just a backup streeter. You know, whatever streeters has any questions. You know, last year I had headphones. So, but you don't really talk much because there's too many chiefs, you know, everyone. So they made a rule this year where only like 11 people can have headphones. But I'm like, it doesn't matter how many people have headphones because there's only so many people that can talk. The plays are going in so fast. So you're really just there listening and really just being an intern. And Coach Sweeney giving me an opportunity to sit back, learn, watch how this whole thing works. And when the doors close inside the complex, contribute as much as you can.
Well, JP, you had a front row seat to the national championship game, and for you it's probably an everyday occurrence, but for a lot of us it was our first chance to really get a look at Trevor Lawrence. And you were a guy that was kind of in his shoes, a guy that was highly touted. You got taken in the NFL's first round, and this is a guy that people are already clamoring for him to declare for the NFL. What do you see in this kid, Trevor Lawrence? How can you help him? What do you see in his future?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty evident. You know, I think his future is very, very bright. Obviously, I think everybody sees the same thing. But just being with the kid every day and watching him listen to Coach Streeter and how he handles his coaching and how Coach Streeter is, you know, mentoring him and teaching him and how it all works. It's been a pleasure. I mean, the kid, you know, comes from a great family. He's very mature. He's got his head on right. His faith is strong, very spiritual kid. I mean, it's just the kid is ready to go. And it's just a testament to his upbringing. And then it's also a testament to the program. I think Coach Sweeney has surrounded him with a bunch of different leaders, like I said, that all contribute in their own unique way. Every coach is talking to Trevor. They're all giving him advice and you know, just leadership, encouragement, and energy. And that's pretty much all I can do at practice myself is just encourage all the players, bring the energy every day, and that's all I really can do.
With J.P. Lossman, former Bills first-round draft pick, who just wrapped up his second season as a coaching intern with the Clemson Tigers, the new national champions. I wonder, in your dealings with Trevor Lawrence, J.P., have you had an opportunity to talk to him about NFL life and what it's like to be a quarterback? You have kind of a unique perspective as a former first-round pick, a quarterback in the NFL, probably what Trevor Lawrence is looking at in a couple years, right?
Yeah, true, but all that stuff happens naturally, and he's going to figure it out on himself. If he has a specific question, you know, we kind of talk about it, but it's more jokingly. Like, I think at this stage, when you're that good at this young of age, I think you know what's about to happen. Trevor definitely knows what's about to happen. And so he just needs to make sure that, I don't really think he needs to make sure of anything. He needs to be himself, you know. I mean, like I said, he's surrounded by so much good leadership, and starting with Coach Sweeney, that, you know, the kid's future is very, very bright.
What did you notice around your, not just with Trevor Lawrence, but other players on Clemson? Who are some names? Do you have a handful of names that are eligible for the NFL draft that may come out that maybe not everybody around the country knows, but you see on a daily basis and know how good these young men can be? Do you have a handful of names?
We got the list today, but I got to let them share their news, whoever's going to leave, who's not going to leave, who's coming back, who's not. That's up for them to tell the world, but there's so many great players on our team, and I think that the players that were, you know, I mean, just talk about Justin Ross and T. Higgins. I mean, those guys are first-rounders right now in my book. You know, they're just unbelievable wide receivers, and he just turned 18 years old, 2 weeks ago. You know, I could not believe, you know, he's playing an entire year at 17 years old and making these many plays and catches. And I see it every day at practice. It's phenomenal to see.
Hey, J.P., Tuesday around here in Buffalo, you're probably aware of this. A lot of people are talking about Clemson's victory over Alabama, 44-16, and talking about the last time a Nick Saban team was beaten to that extent. Did you come across this? A lot of people pointed back to the Dolphins-Bills game in 2006 when you led the Bills to a 21-0 victory over Nick Saban and the Miami Dolphins. Did you come across that at all this week?
I thought it was an interesting stat, you know. definitely.
Yeah, it is.
That was definitely more good news piled on after you win the national championship. I come off the field and everyone's telling me all the stats. I'm like, just pile it on. It feels so good right now. It's so much fun. But I didn't know before the game, but I definitely try to tell them I had a good record against them last year, you know. And so I was like, oh, you can go back and watch those games. But no, he's changed some things up. But it was definitely a fun stat and fun to see someone dig it up and for it to come out.
What's next, JP? What are you going to do? Did you get to stay as an intern at Clemson, or are you looking for the next step in your coaching career?
I have no idea what's about to happen. I mean, I don't even think it's sunk in yet that we won the national championship. We have a parade here in the next day or two. And, you know, I definitely will tell you that, you know, some doors have been starting to open. I don't know what that means. It's just a bunch of talk right now. So I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I'm having a great time right now, enjoying every second of it, and we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, this is football, as you know, has always been the ultimate reality TV show. You know, as soon as I find out some, you probably know it before I do. You know?
Hey, last time we talked to you about it, a year and a half ago, we had you on the show, and you're also a family guy. You got a young family. Give us an update on your kids and how all that's going.
Yeah. So, we have three boys, three wild boys. 6, 5, and 2. And if you can imagine having kids that age, I mean, and just as wild as all can be. You know, most of my friends have girls, you know, they color for 45 minutes. Or most boys, they're just not as energetic as my boy. So I definitely got my hands full on a daily basis.
You'll do great with it.
Congratulations. And we wish you the best, and we know. And I think probably we'll hear your name affiliated with coaching spots as your career progresses. Good luck to you, JP. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks, guys. Nice to talk to you guys again and hear your voices.